It's time to take a look at the Eagles-Giants rivalry. It's a great one in the NFC East. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with Joe DiCamera. And I think when you talk about Eagles-Giants, you talk about miracle after miracle after miracle. Am I right?
I think there's been four of them. A lot of times you hear three referenced. I will never forget Clyde Simmons in 1988, which was, by the way, within a couple of days of the 10-year anniversary of the true miracle of the Meadowlands, Herman Edwards in 1978. But Herman 78, Clyde in 88, if you remember. If you don't remember, that was the blocked field goal that he caught behind the line of scrimmage. He caught in midair. It was advanceable. Took it down the left sideline for a touchdown in overtime to win. I think Lawrence Taylor blocked that kick, by the way. And then, of course, Brian Westbrook in 03 and DeSean Jackson in 2010. Just truly memorable moments.
And the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field, a mixed bag, of course, last year in the blackout game early in the season. A dominating performance from the Philadelphia defense, overwhelming Eli Manning. And that's what's interesting about this rivalry, Joe. There have been times when the Eagles have just been overwhelming against Eli, and they've shut him down, and they've really caused him to throw interceptions and do things that are completely out of character. And then there are times like later in the season when the Giants just had a field day against the Eagles defense. Now, Philadelphia had a little to win the game, but Eli Manning, if you pressure him, I think that's the whole tone of this. If you get to the quarterback, and Eli's been there forever, he's durable, he's won two Super Bowl, he gets all the credit in the world, but if you find a way to get after him, as we've seen in this very physical rivalry,
yeah,
that, you know, the great Buddy Ryan games, if you get to the quarterback, it makes all the difference in the world.
Well, and it's, you know, listen, we all love the great Eagles moments, for sure. We all get that. But part of what defines a rivalry is when it goes back and forth. When you want to talk about getting after the quarterback, I mean, from an Eagles-Giants rivalry standpoint, how can you not think about Jaws and the hits he would take from Lawrence Taylor? Yeah, the hits. I mean, it's not always all pretty. To Jaws' credit, he always got up, Dave. It was amazing. But Jaws and LT was a battle. How about Randall's battles through the years with the Giants? From the, you know, the 91-yard punt he had up there in the Meadowlands, the play here in Philadelphia, it wasn't Lincoln Financial Field, but it was the vet, the Carl Banks play, when the Eagles finally reemerged under the national spotlight with Monday Night Football, and one of the defining plays of Randall's career, clearly. There just have been so many memorable ones. I can remember in 01 when the Eagles finally broke through. Remember that group that had lost so many games in a row to New York and won that game? I think it was a Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Sunday. I think it was a Monday night game to win 10-9,
James Thrash, touchdown catch.
So it's gone back and forth many times. We've seen Michael Strahan strip Donovan and run for a touchdown.
And the best of all the games? Do you remember?
Best Eagles-Giants game?
Yeah. I'm going to go with 2010, the comeback in the fourth quarter, the DeSean Jackson punt return for a touchdown to end the game, the performance from Michael Vick. I mean, from start to finish, that was just a remarkable game and a stirring comeback. And then there was one way back in the early 2000s, Veterans Stadium, the Eagles clinching the NFC East. They kick off to the Giants, the game not over yet, the Giants, their last play of the game, lateraling it down the field. The Eagles, Damon Moore tackling the Giant just before he gets into the end zone to preserve the victory and get the Eagles into the playoffs. I mean, they're just the Eagles-Giants, great rivalries. The Giants, however, have the Super Bowls. The Eagles hoping to get there this season.
Well, I'll say this, Dave. I was out at the Super Bowl last year, and I ran into Carl Banks. And, of course, from a Philly perspective, I said, hey, Carl, how about that play, Randall, back in the day? You know, what are your thoughts on that one? And he was very cool about it, very good guy. And, of course, we joked about it, but then he slipped in there, hey, my franchise has four rings, and I've got two of them. Okay, well, point taken. And so how about the Eagles get after him this Sunday and start forging a different history?
Monday night, the big one for the Eagles, and that's our look, Joe DiCamera, Dave Spadaro, our look at a great rivalry, the Eagles and the New York Giants.